Then we have what we call the 10 advantages. And those 10 advantages are split up into the 5 individual advantages and the 5 common advantages, or the 5 circumstantial advantages. Now, the 5 individual advantages are that we are born as a human in a central place with all one's faculties, without a lifestyle that is conflicting with the Dharma, and that we have faith in the Dharma. And this, having this human life, is very advantageous for practicing the Dharma. That is the best state of existence, according to the Buddha Dharma of the 6 realms, for practicing the Dharma. So it's very important. It's a great advantage, a great support for practicing the Dharma towards enlightenment. If we were born in a place where there was no teachings, if there was no Dharma, then we wouldn't be able to practice. We wouldn't be able to hear the Dharma and then contemplate and practice the Dharma. So this is what they call a central place, a place where the Dharma exists, where the Dharma is taught. And that you don't have a conflicting lifestyle. If you had a conflicting lifestyle, you'd always be immersed in all forms of negative actions, be doing things that are against or not in terms of the Dharma. And you wouldn't really be interested in performing or doing positive actions. And then with that, you just don't have the intention to create positive karma or to attain enlightenment. And finally, that you have faith in the Dharma. There's that example. If you don't believe that turning the kettle will help boil the water, you just won't go and turn the kettle on. Similarly, if you have no faith in the teachings of Buddha, in the Dharma, then it's going to be very difficult to turn your mind towards the Dharma and to practice. You just have no interest, or you wouldn't even think that it would be worth any effort to practice any of the Dharma. So really, it's very important to have faith or belief in the teachings. And once again, for 5 minutes, really consider how fortunate one is to have these 5 individual advantages, and really rejoice in it. With this, we have the opportunity to practice towards enlightenment, to plant the seeds, to create the causes, the motivation to benefit others and to attain enlightenment.